Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our regular listeners, you know we always are talking about the importance of appreciating the moment, being present in life. And so many times we miss out on some of the great things around us because we are so busy living life and trying to get things done. Our next guest is author Nina C. Payne. She's written a fascinating novel that is not only entertaining, but I think also shares that message. It's called Moments in Time. We're going to talk to Nina not only about the characters she's been able to create, but how, by appreciating those special moments, we're able to better savor life and really enjoy what we have. Nina, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Well, look, I'm excited about this because, like I said, it's a novel that you've been able to write where you're able to give us these characters that are able to kind of take us through that journey that all of us know so well. You're so busy living life. You're involved in your various activities until something happens that makes you realize, you know, what really is important and what you might be missing. I mean, what has it been like for you, Nina, to already hear from readers about not only how entertaining the book is, but also how thoughtful it is as well?
Well, you know, when I first set out to write the book, I was going to originally write a nonfiction story about my journey with my brother, who died of cancer in 2012. It was going to be called A Sister's Journey, A Brother's Love. And I think at the time it was too raw. My brother and I were so close. And I literally sat down in 2013. He had passed away in 2012. And this story just flowed out of me. It was as if something came over me, and I just couldn't stop. It only took me 4 to 5 months to write the book. And it came, even though it is a novel, the emotions are real, the emotions are raw, and I think there's something in there for everyone. It really is about awakening ourselves that at any moment, life can change, and change in ways that we never expected. And we can either look at that as something that is negative or something that can move us in a positive direction. So that's really what inspired my story.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, though, about your brother, Nina, because one layer of the story, and there are several layers in Moments in Time, but one layer is the impact of course, the main character, Cass, you know, and her loss and her family's loss. And it goes to a bigger point that I don't think a lot of people realize unless you've been in the situation. And since you alluded to it, I'll just say this one thing, that, you know, one of the things that Cass allows us to see and to realize because of the way the book is written is that really when one family is dealing with something, everyone who's involved in their lives are dealing with it. And you even show it in the book within Cass's case, you know, even with her father, how her father was impacted. And, you know, what was that like for you to kind of express that, you know, when one person is dealing with a tragedy, whatever it might be, that it really becomes that of all that they love?
Well, you know, it really is. We're all interconnected. And again, you know, part of my background is yoga and believing that we are truly connected to one another. I believe in my heart that we are one breath and one consciousness, and incidents such as these bring us together. And they can also be very divisive forces as well, so we have to be careful and find that common denominator. What is common? And in the story of Moments in Time, that common denominator for all of us that we could all unite on was our love for Charlie, the son, the brother, the uncle. And I think that was the uniting force. And there's always something that we can all connect to that can unify us rather than divide us. So, you know, it's that old saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to share a passage and then have you talk a little bit about it since we're talking about that. In chapter 10 of the book, and again, as I mentioned, the way that the book is written, it's written in first person, so we're kind of able to experience the world as Cass is experiencing. There's a great conversation that is taking place in the book at this point in chapter 10 with Andy. And this is what you write for those. We have the print edition of the book. It's on page 71. I was hesitant but agreed to move on, hanging onto Andy's arm as we walked slowly past the place where the snake had slithered into the woods. Once we passed it, I took off running, Andy right behind me. I think about what an interesting metaphor this is. I am helping Andy face his snake, the cancer, and he gave me the courage to move forward and face my fear of snakes. I guess we all have our snakes in one form or another. Do we become reactive and run away from them, or intelligently move forward with courage and strength? That's up to us. I mean, what was that passage like for you to write for Cass and then to think about for yourself, Nina, about how we all have our situations in life that we are learning from, growing from, and dealing with?
Well, you know, that passage, I'm glad that you read that passage, because in life we are faced, we can't control what happens to us in life, but the one thing that we can control is how we react, and I prefer the word respond. How are we going to respond to situations that happen to us? Are we going to become victims, or are we going to become victors? And I think that throughout, you know, the story, Cassandra has choices to make. Which way is she going to go? What choices is she going to make? Are they going to serve her highest and greatest good? Is she going to face her fears when her brother was first diagnosed? Was she going to run, or was she going to face that head on? So we always have choices in how we respond to situations in our life. And I believe that choosing the path of being the victor rather than the victim gives us empowerment and gives us the power to really embrace our circumstances. I'm not saying to run away or suppress pain. I'm saying to embrace it, to really understand that this pain is here to show us something. And it also shows us that in order to have felt so much pain, that means we loved so much. So a slight shift in perspective can really change our life and the way we perceive things.
Right, exactly. Well, I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome to our program Nina C. Payne. She's the author of the book Moments in Time. A lot of different moments are layered throughout this book that is not only engaging to read, but I think also very thoughtful for us as well. Nina, I talk a lot about on the show, especially, you know, about situations that I read about sometimes, and I'm always curious about how the author sees themselves. You kind of force us into Cass's life because of the way the book is written. What was it like for you to kind of slip into her skin and to experience a life that in some ways, you know, really did mirror your own?
You know, I really enjoyed Cassandra, because I guess some people ask me, is this a veiled memoir? And I guess, like Stephen King says, fiction is the truth between the lies. I guess in many ways it is. I can very much relate to Cassandra, her fears, her insecurities, and I think it's reflected in the story. I come off to people as being very confident, very secure, and in many ways I am, but I also have, you know, my ghosts, my demons, my fears, my insecurities, and being able to be vulnerable and to express those vulnerabilities and insecurities through a character such as Cass. And Cass was thrown off guard, not just with the unexpected diagnosis of her beloved brother, but also being in a marriage of so many years and having two children, suddenly unexpected, facing these sparks of desire with this other man who completely threw her off guard. And again, forcing her to face certain things within herself and within her life, and allowing her to embrace those insecurities and to look at them with truth and with honesty, and in a way that, again, I've said before, that's raw and authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Since you, I think that's a great segue, actually, into Daniel, who we're able to meet in the book. It is unexpected in some ways for me, I think, the way it unfolded. I do believe, and I love the fact, and I'm curious, and I have to ask you later on, what came first, or maybe did it come last? When you came up with the title, I'll ask you that a little bit later, but to talk about Dan, chapter 18 of the book, we're able to see, as you were just mentioning and alluded to, Nina, you have Cass who's dealing with these feelings and dealing with things. What I thought was so interesting, by the time we got to chapter 18, in some ways, it was helping her in her dealing with her husband. You know, what was that like for you to be able to, I mean, because there are so many people that can relate to that. They can relate to experiencing a loss, you know, someone being there for them that shares a connection, as the two of them did with yoga, you know, and then, of course, to have these things happen. What was it like for you to ask those what-if questions and to see those unfold in the book?
You know, I think Cassandra in the story became very vulnerable. And Daniel, and, you know, and she was basically in a place in her life where she was feeling so numb and becoming apathetic. And apathy is, I think, one of the most dangerous places we can be. And Daniel, for her, was her balm. He was like a soothing balm to her. And he awakened her and he enlivened her in a time when she was truly almost feeling dead as she was watching the demise of her brother. So he was able to touch a part of her that no one else was able to and take her away from, you know, the heart-wrenching emotions that she was feeling during the loss of her brother.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned that chapter 18. I want to share a piece of that because she's talking about how her relationship intimately changed with her husband, ironically because of another man, or thoughts of another man. But then there's this larger message that's here, and I will paraphrase a tad bit and then read the other part. This is what you wrote, for those who have the print edition on page 135. I've realized life is too short and too long for relationships that create a burden or heaviness in my heart. I don't have room for emotional manipulations or doing things out of guilt or shame. At some point, you either become buried alive by all this stuff, so you might as well be dead, or you turn that stuff into compost and grow yourself a beautiful garden. And then you go on to say this, I'm becoming fearless. I've realized I can't spend my whole life living as if some people or some things are different. That as if was suffocating me and stunning any chance I had of living a genuine life. That is what struck me, a genuine life, because it seemed like she realized that she had not been the most truthful with herself, that she had in some way settled, as unfortunately we all do in some form or fashion. What was that like for you as you wrote those words in first person, Nina? What was it like for you to come to that epiphany along with Cass?
You know, I came to those realizations as well, that living my life according to someone else's standards, according to someone else's principles, according to someone else's values, and then trying to incorporate them as if they were my own, was suffocating me. So it made me break through barriers that I wasn't so sure I was able to break through, and I didn't even really knew were there. Until I think in our lives we do that as if quite a bit. We act, especially with familial relations like mothers, fathers, people who have the greatest influence over us, and sometimes those relationships can also be toxic. And letting them go can serve our highest and greatest good, even though it might be painful. The process might be painful, and the importance that society places on such relations can give us this initial burden, but then what it gives us is an emancipation, a freedom, when those relationships are toxic and when they don't serve us. And letting them go is something that is cathartic and healthy and for our greatest good.
Yeah, exactly. Now let's talk about the title. And again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Nina C. Payne is our guest. We're discussing her book, Moments in Time. And again, that title for me showed itself throughout the book for me. In fact, there is actually a scene in the book between the characters Dan and Cass where basically what Dan says to her is, thank you for sharing this moment in time with me. Did you have this title already and a story built itself around this, Nina? Or as the story was unfolding, did this just seem like that's what the book was, Moments in Time?
You know, it's interesting because I knew the title, and I had originally written, I never thought I would ever write a book. I write poetry, and I wrote an essay, which is in the middle of the book, of these two people on a beach, and they are sharing this beautiful moment in time, and the essay was titled Moments in Time, and it was just a page and a half essay. And then suddenly, just like it's described in this book, he reaches in and he kisses her, and it's a very tender, beautiful moment. But then this it's like this wrecking ball comes between them, and it's the reality of their situations that they're both married to others, but they're sharing these intense feelings towards one another. But they were able to share these moments in time, and so that's where the story kind of originated, was just from this short essay that I had written, and then it just took off from there.
Yeah.
And well, really, all we have are moments in time. I mean, the past and the future, it's all one reality, in my opinion. Everything is just in this moment. And as a yoga instructor, I teach people that the reason we focus on our breath in a posture is because the breath is always happening in the present. So it keeps us aware and it keeps us safe. And that's the same thing in life, is to be mindful and aware.
Has that been one of the great things about this journey for you as an author, to be able to appreciate this moment, you know, with this book, knowing that this particular moment, these feelings that you're having, that they won't come again?
Well, can you elaborate on that a little bit? I guess.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I was just, you know, as far as, you know, being the first book, you know, and being the first experience of being able to share your gift this way, are you being able to do that, to be able to take this moment and really appreciate it as the journey is unfolding for you?
That
the specialness of it, knowing that this particular moment, that, you know, even though hopefully there'll be more books, but this particular moment won't come again.
I'm absolutely relishing in this moment. And what's interesting is I have really no attachment to it. I've offered it up, and I offer it up unconditionally. How it's received and how it's perceived is up to the individual reader. And I've received many emails and many people saying it touched me in so many ways, and I can relate to this character, and I can relate to... That is the greatest gift to me, is when someone tells me that this moved me in this way, or this moved me in that way, or this inspired me in such a way. What greater thing is there than a writer who feels that they've touched someone? And it's not about... It really isn't about, you know, quantity. It's about the quality. And that has been the greatest gift I think I've received, is offering it up without conditions and really enjoying how it's being received by people.
Yeah. Well, what a great thing to be able to experience. And it is a book, I think, that allows us all to look at our lives a little bit later. And I think, too, it explores both life, love, as well as even, you know, moving on. You know, I think loss, I think, because loss, even not only in death, but also in the saying of goodbye, you know, to either one chapter of our lives, you know, entering into another, to somebody in our lives, you know, and moving on, or even to the old self, even as Cass seems to be able to do, to be able to say goodbye to the person that once was and to welcome the person that is. You know, if you had to say for yourself what has been the greatest joy for you in just writing the book, Nina, what would that be for you? I mean, as far as just looking at the process of moments in time unfolding, what has been one of the highlights for you?
Oh, wow, that's going to make me emotional when you said that. I think the greatest moment for me, as I've always been kind of a closet writer, is my children, and seeing their pride and how proud they are of their mom, and being able to say my mom's an author, and them knowing my fear and putting it out there and moving forward anyway. And I remember when I received, such great reviews from Clarion and from San Diego Book Review and from many reputable sources, but I did receive this 2-star review, and I remember telling my son, who's only 13 years old, saying, I got my first 2-star review today. And my son said to me, well, I'm so glad we got that out of the way. And he was like, Mom, do you know some of the greatest authors have gotten 1-star reviews? And this is good. It's out of the way now, and you can relax. So, you know, my children have been just my beacons of light and have helped me through the darkness and my greatest source of inspiration, and also showing me what unconditional love and what true patience is all about.
Yeah. What a great thing. What a great thing to be able to share, too. And I think even, you know, what I was thinking when we were talking is how that's going to inspire them toward their own endless, you know, endless abilities as well. You know, letting them know what's possible. That brings up this one final thing I'll share in the book, and then we'll let our listeners know, Nina, how they can get it for themselves. It's in chapter 19. And it's a great, I think this is a great message. Some people are afraid, for those who have the print edition on page 159, some people are afraid of heights or jumping out of a plane. So they bungee jump or skydive, while others just continue living with their fears. Well, I fear intimacy. I fear vulnerability. Daniel makes me feel those things stronger and deeper than I ever have with anyone, even Steve. I'm facing my fear. He's my bungee jump, Mark. He's my skydive. And I thought, wow, that is powerful. that is a powerful thing to be able to experience. And I think what you just shared, even in writing this book and publishing this book, you know, it's just a jump. That's what we can do. We can all jump. You know, and I think in doing that, we're able to let it go. Is that kind of the encouragement you've been able to give us? You've been able to talk to other aspiring writers, Nina, just telling them to go for it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no sense in holding back, especially watching my brother die at 52. Why hold back? He had so many talents that he did hold back on, and I learned from him. Don't hold back. Just, it's that saying, take that leap of faith, and some will embrace you and some won't, and that's just life. And those who do, that's the greatest feeling in the world, when you've been able to touch people and inspire people and move them in the direction of their heart and their soul's purpose. We all have a purpose. It's a matter of finding it and defining it and finding out what it means to us. So definitely.
Exactly. I think that is a great thing. And I think it's a great message for all of us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, Nina C. Payne has been our guest. Great conversation with you today, Nina. The book is entitled Moments in Time. Nina, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as get the book for themselves?
Well, I have a website, which is www.ninacpayne.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Nina C. Payne Author. And the book can be purchased through Amazon, through the Nook, iTunes. It's available everywhere. And also you can just hook onto my website. Again, that's www.ninacpayne, and it has all the links that you can go to find my book, Moments in Time.
All right. Well, make sure you guys do that. Stay connected with Nina. We actually have tagged her on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be reminding you guys of that here in a moment. Nina, again, thank you so much for a great conversation, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Thank you, Cyrus. I look forward to staying connected with you as well, and thank you for having me. It's been truly a pleasure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our show, at the bottom of the hour, there's more of our program to come, so you all stay where you are. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you guys. So if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. And like I said, we've already tagged Nina on social media. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link you'll find there for this interview. You'll see, as I said, we've tagged Nina there. Well, you can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.